was very unfortunate that this lady's comments were mistranslated and perhaps sensationalized in the media, particularly in the national media. But I think it was more unfortunate that Senator Jimmy Hart used the chance to seek opportunist media attention on the back of it and made quite provocative and inflammatory remarks referring that he was saying that he would pay for this lady's flight home, which I really, really think he should have thought of the consequences of those remarks before he made them, and he should withdraw them and apologise.
What happened here, though, a journalist from a national newspaper called up the senator, asked him to quote on a story. He didn't know that this story was somewhat fabricated.
Now, public representatives get contacted quite regularly by the media. If you're unsure of the content of what that person's ringing you about, it's quite okay to say, I'll ring you back. Put it down, ring it back, think about what you're going to say, and then call back. Instead, he made these bullish remarks, went headfirst into it, and made very, very provocative comments.
But if politicians were to start questioning every journalist that rings them up asking for a quote, then we would never hear from them.
I don't think that's true. I think for the sake of 5 minutes to look into what you're going to talk about in a national newspaper, I think he should have more responsibility.
Is this you trying to score political points here?
Absolutely not. I feel of a duty as a public representative when comments are made by another public representative in such an inflammatory manner, which has such deep consequences. I feel a duty to respond.